Now look at the current state of HIV/AIDS. I spoke earlier with NPR's science correspondent Brenda Wilson, who has covered the spread and the treatment of this disease in the U.S. and in Africa. I asked her how many of the tens of millions of people infected with HIV around the globe actually have AIDS.
The United Nations AIDS program estimates that of the 40 million people who are now infected, there are 6 million who need treatment right now. That means that their immune systems must be so compromised that if they don't get medication, they're going to die. But there are probably many more people whose infection has progressed to AIDS than those 6 million.
Is there a way, Brendan, to know worldwide, talking now about countries far away, but what percentage of people with HIV/AIDS are under treatment for that disease now?
Right now, it's estimated that 10% of the people who need treatment are getting it. And most of those people live in Europe and the United States and many of the countries in Latin America and South America and the Caribbean have done a pretty good job of extending treatment to most of the people who need it. But it's important to remember that even in the United States, that there are some gaps in treatment, mainly in the southern region of the country. We've had a number of budget cuts in states, and that's affected treatment programs. So I would say that about 9 out of 10 people worldwide, and we're talking about mainly in Africa and Asia, are not getting treatment. So just 440,000 people in developing countries are being treated. And that's a 56% increase, but it's nowhere near what's needed.
What is the state of the art in preventing HIV from becoming AIDS? What is the treatment like?
The most important thing to remember is not to become infected in the first place. So, and the best way to do that is to protect yourself by avoiding exposure to HIV, which is, of course, it bears repeating, is transmitted mainly by having unprotected sex or injecting drugs with someone who is infected, or sharing the needles when you're injecting drugs with someone who's infected. Treatment, once you do become infected, is still pretty expensive in the United States. And, you know, there's some disagreement about whether you should start that treatment very early in the exposure to prevent the virus from progressing to AIDS. And that's when the immune system becomes compromised and, you know, the cells, there's a decline in your immune cells. Then there are others who think, well, you know, it's better to wait until that starts to happen. You see that can be measured in a doctor's office and then begin the treatment, because once you're on these medicines, you're on them for the rest of your life, and they're very toxic medicines, and, you know, they can damage the kidneys in some individuals. So there's not necessarily any agreement over when that treatment should begin, but, you know, it is effective.
And how long, can anyone say, how long the average HIV-positive person's life can be prolonged with the treatment that's now available?
You know, there are people who were infected in the 1980s who are still very healthy right now. But more than half of the people who have been treated with these various medications, it ultimately fails. And so AIDS is still a killer disease.
NPR science correspondent Brenda Wilson, thank you very much, Brenda.
You're welcome, Noah.